Good morning, everyone. So, welcome to day 3. So, wala akong na-comment. I have no comment, Your Honor. Sige, start na tayo. So, good morning, everyone. Welcome to day 3 of your second SEM of Staff Dev. Miss Karen is in a very important meeting today, so she will not be around. So, for today, as already discussed with you through the announcement and the Facebook, that this will be a whole day session where the first, this morning we will discuss the Bible and prayer, and then this afternoon you will have Pastor Paul Barker. So this afternoon we will start at 1 p.m. because that's really his request, because he wants to finish early during the afternoon sessions. So for this morning session, we will have 2 hours dedicated to studying the Bible, and then we will have another session to discuss prayer. So for the first session, I'm very glad to introduce Doc June Aguilar to come and speak to us. So Doc June is actually a medical doctor by profession. Before, when he started to work for Victory Fort, he actually started as an administrative staff before becoming a worship pastor. He is now the lead pastor of our 2 and 4 p.m. service, which is actually one of the biggest congregations that meet every week here in Metro Manila. So there are a lot of things we can talk about, Doc June, but there's one thing that really stands out is his gift to teach. He's actually a resident teacher of our schools of ministry. Panay-panayan yung request nila to come and teach about how to take the Word of God and translate it into understandable and practical terms. So we're not all of us are called to be theologians or really just speak into crowds about the Word of God. But there's really a lot that we can learn, especially as we work for the ministry and sana si Christian tayo, ganyan. So I hope that you'll be all excited to hear and learn a lot from Doc June as he shares the word today. So just so you know, si Doc June pala ay wife, ay husband, husband na at ng inyong homeroom advisor. So, syempre, papakinggan niya itong podcast. So, magpaano kayo? Magpalakas din. Let's all give a round of applause to Doc June.
Okay, good morning, everyone. All right, before I begin, can we all stand up? Meron ba kayong class president or... Si Jack! Okay. Parang... Dibale, okay. Okay lang yan. All right, Jack, can you lead us in a word of prayer?
All right, let's pray. Lord, thank you for this day. I thank you, God, for each and everyone that's here. I pray that you'll open our minds and hearts, Lord, to listen to you and to receive a fresh parang learning from you on how to study the Bible. I pray, God, that you anoint Doc June as he speaks today. I pray, God, that this day is going to be a fruitful day. I pray, Lord, that you're going to be with us, and may we enjoy this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All right. Thank you, Jack. President Jack. Okay. So what I'm going to discuss with you this morning is studying the Bible. This is kind of a tweak so that it will be an easier version of hermeneutics. This is what I actually teach in the other school. So hermeneutics talaga, no? But hermeneutics is really a more in-depth study. Hermeneutics is the study of the correct methods of interpretation. And of course, hindi naman kayo mga pastors, ano? So okay lang. The goal really in studying the Bible, at least in this course, is to inspire all of you to actually love the Bible and read it and apply it in your lives. So I wrote here a kind of a goal that I think would be appropriate for all of you. Our goal is to encounter God as we read the Bible that results to a personal transformational change. So the first thing that I would like to accomplish is that every time that you would read the Bible, you would encounter God, that you would actually enjoy reading the Bible. And the difference with the other books that you read, I mean, you look at the Bible, it's biographical in a sense that it talks about a certain person, and that is Jesus Christ. It talks about some common characters that we know, like sila Moses, sila Abraham. So we know all of them. But it's also a historical book because it talks about particular dates, particular era, particular kings and rulers, particular geographical location. And you look at that, it's really a conglomeration of different genres. But the difference with the Bible is that whenever you would read it, you get to know the person behind it. Okay, so you encounter God on a deeper level. Okay, when you read a biography of a certain person, you get information. But then you don't develop relationship, right? Halimbawa, nagbasa ka ng yung biography ni JPE, ni Enrile, ano? I think may book siyang ganun, ano? So meron siyang biography. Pag binasa mo yan and you finish that, you don't develop a relationship with him. Unlike the Bible, when you read the Bible and you learn about Jesus, okay, naiiba yung perspective mo about God and you get a relationship with him. Our goal is to encounter God. Second, as we read the Bible. And that's a good and that's a good thing to remember that we ought to read the Bible. I know a lot of Christians who don't read the Bible, but they would read commentaries. And those are good, okay? I mean, and some people would even have their quiet time by reading tweets or blogs or Instagram. Ano? But I hope you're reading the Bible, okay? I won't ask any of you to raise up your hands, but I hope you read your Bible before coming here, or at least at your homes. Okay ba yan? Parang konti lang nag-a-agree. Sige, hindi ako titingin. Okay? Read the Bible. I mean, yan yung pinaka-basic. I remember, alam mo yan yung, very common story, I know you heard, you probably heard about this before. A story of a young lad who wanted to be a jade cutter. And so, what he did was to find a master jade cutter and be mentored by him. So he finally found one, the best in his location, and he approached the guy and he said, "I want to learn from you." And so the guy took him in. Okay, so at the end of this, time with me, you'll be a master jade cutter just like me. Sabi sa kanya, that's the promise. And so the first day that he reported, a chair was given to him. Binigyan siya ng upuan, and then he was asked to sit down, and then he was given a piece of jade. Okay, so he was just holding the jade and then started watching the master jade cutter do his thing. And after the day, he finished a great piece and ang galing. Okay, the following day, the same thing happened. He sat down on the chair holding a jade and then watched the master jade cutter do his work. Several days passed, he was doing the same thing until finally, the guy was irritated. He was saying, "Hey, I came here to learn from you. And all I did was to sit down and watch you. When are you going to teach me to cut a jade?" And he blurted out and started cursing and saying, "You know what? And this piece of thing that you handed me is not even a real jade." And then the master cutter said, "You know what? Finally, you're ready. Why? Because you are able to distinguish a genuine jade from a fake one." And that's a good reminder for all of us. Before recognizing the wrong things, the errors that people would teach, before you could recognize the cults, my prayer is that you would be experts in the word first, that you would know the truth. I remember Rico Wong, one of our leaders, would tell us that he has a friend who works at the Banco Central ng Pilipinas. And he was asking, "Can you please teach me how to spot a counterfeit bill?" And the guy just told him, "You know what? The best way to spot a counterfeit is to really know the real one. So focus on the real thing. And you cannot do that without reading the Bible. So if you want to be an expert in the Word of God, or wag na nga expert, ano? If you want to be a real Christian na lang, okay? A follower of Jesus, you have to read the Bible. Encounter God as we read the Bible, that results to a personal." And I would like to highlight that because many people would read the Bible and think about another person. Diba? Diba yung parang if you read something, okay, loving your enemies, dapat talaga kay ano to. Yung ganyan, you think of other people other than yourself. And my prayer is that whenever you would read the Bible, you would encounter God. Okay? And God would speak to you and you would see yourself like looking at the mirror. Continued, I said, I wrote it here, transformational change, that you would be transformed. Not just to reform, going back yung ano, no, parang victory weekend, ano? Yung ano, yung difference. Not to conform, but to be transformed. Hindi yung, okay, so whenever you would read the Bible, what you would see are just a list of do's and don'ts. I hope, hindi ganon, ano? But instead, that you would be transformed, na you would be totally different. Na ibig sabihin, yung mind mo na transform na, you're not thinking the same way as before. Guess what? The Bible says, 2 Corinthians 5:17, if you are in Christ, guess what? You are a new creation. The old is gone. The new has come. So, bago ka na. So, pag nagbasa ka ng Bible, dapat nagbabago ka talaga. Something is changing. Something is actually dying and something new or a freshness would come to you. So, ano yung process ng studying the Bible? A lot of people today would study the Bible because they are leaders in the church and they have to come up with a good teaching to lead their victory groups. Kahit kami, no, mga pastors, the danger among pastors is that we would study the word simply because we're preaching. But of course, we have to guard ourselves. Okay? Kailangan nagbabasa kami ng Bible for our own personal benefit. Right? Hindi dahil magtuturo ka lang. I mean, if the motivation is just to teach, you're getting it wrong. Ezra enumerates the whole process. Ano? Ezra 7 verse 10. For Ezra has set his heart to do what? To study the law of the Lord and to practice it. And to teach his statutes and ordinances in Israel. So tatlong steps. You study to do what? To practice it. And once you are practicing it, then that gives you the platform to share it with other people, to teach it. Unfortunately, a lot of people would omit the second part. They would study to teach. They would study to share, but never study to apply. Again, whenever you would read the Bible, the first time you would open the Bible, read something there, ang unang-una mo, the first thing that you will get, information. Information lahat yan. Names, locations, stories, circumstances, information. Now, you want that information to be translated into a revelation that suddenly the Word of God speaks to you. Once you get a revelation, it doesn't stop there. My prayer is that it would go on to the next level or the next process after getting an information, turning it into a revelation, now it becomes an application. You apply it. You actually do it. Okay? So, yun yung pinaka-process. Alright? Clear so far? Now, why study the Bible? Okay? Bakit ba kailangan natin talaga? The Bible is our primary means to know God, thereby allowing us to have a relationship with Him. Okay? You could pray, yes, through prayer, you could connect to God. Yes, you could listen to podcasts, you could listen to preachings and sermons, you could watch the live stream, but the primary way that God would speak to us is through our own personal time with Him, through your time with God, reading the Bible. Okay? Majority of the time, God would speak to you while you are reading the Bible. Kaya nga sabi, di ba, faith comes by hearing. And by hearing, it is not confined to just hearing, meaning to say, when you interact with the Word of God. So kahit nagbabasa ka, so faith also comes by reading. Okay? Because you're saying it to yourself. So, faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. So, whenever you would read or hear the Word of God, nakikilala mo si Lord and you are now able to develop a relationship with Him. So, you cannot expect your relationship to grow not unless you're reading the Bible. Clear? Let me say that again. You cannot expect your relationship with God to grow not unless you're continuously reading the Bible. Okay? So, I would remember I heard it from another pastor talking about Pastor Steve. Parang pasa-pasa, ano? Parang, hindi naman chismis to, ano? But it's a good thing, ano, to learn from. Whenever Pastor Steve now would counsel someone, particularly kung medyo mabibigat yung problema, now, the first thing that he would ask, yung kinakounsela niya, is, how's your personal time with God? Are you still reading the Bible? Are you still praying? Okay? Why would he ask that? Halimbawa, ang problema is about adultery, ano? Or the business is going down. Again, he would ask those questions. Are you reading the Bible? Are you still praying? Why? Kasi pag hindi na nangyayari yon, I mean, you know, something is wrong. And you know, that relationship with God is bound to fail at some point. You know, that guy will encounter something, a problem probably, that would really bog him down and become a burden to him. Okay? So, importante talaga yung pagbabasa ng Bible. Next, why study the Bible? God's plan for mankind and the rest of creation is revealed in the Bible, helping us to understand our past, present, and future. So, pag binasa mo yung Bible, you would understand yung buong plano ni Lord. Plan for the whole of creation. And that includes you and me. Do you realize that God has a plan for you? Alam mo ba yon? Okay? And I know, well, of course, I'm talking to the choir here. You're in the full-time ministry. And I know you have answered the call of God. Tama ba? Am I assuming too much? Di ba? Calling naman yan, di ba? So you probably heard God speak to you. This is a plan of God. That's why, this is part of God's plan for your life. That's why you are here today. Right? So whenever you would read the Bible, tignan mo, ano ba yung plano ni Lord? So that's a good statement simply because that would also tell you that whenever you are making critical decisions, important decisions in your life, you could actually consult the Bible. Alright? And by consulting the Bible, I don't mean na parang yung laging specific, yung laging exact. What you would get from the Bible are principles. Alright? So a lot of people would ask me, Pastor, masama ba talaga manigarilyo? Okay? Does the Bible say anything about that? Well, not explicitly, not specifically. Right? Wala naman sinabi kasi nung time nila, wala namang sigarilyo nun eh. Tama? But of course, you would, meron sa Bible yung hope. Ano pa ba? Philip, Meron ganon, but nothing about cigarettes, right? But you would get principles from the Bible that we have to honor God with our bodies. That our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, right? So, can you imagine yung temple ng Holy Spirit? Pinausukan mo, di ba? So, you would get principles and then you would understand, okay, so now you are able to make the right decision. Okay? Kasi nakikita, sweet aroma. Okay? Pwede, no? Pero if you, just imagine this, we had a long talk with Pastor Joey regarding this, yung smoking. Sabi ni Pastor Joey, you have to be very careful in telling that to people in a way that you would not impose. Okay? Bakit? Kasi you look at smoking and eating, high-calorie foods, hindi naman, wala naman pinagkaiba yun. It's the same. I mean, that's detrimental to your health. That's putting your body, the temple, at risk. Right? So again, principles in the Bible. Again, wala namang burger sa Bible, di ba? Wala namang gano'n. Wala nga yung calorie. Right? But again, at least makikita mo kung ano yung plano ni Lord para sa bawat isa sa atin. Third reason why study the Bible, because God's Word is alive. Life is imparted to us, granting us the ability to live a life that pleases Him. So whenever you would read the Bible, life is imparted to you. Okay? And I hope that happens. Pag nagbasa ka ng Bible, excited ka, nabubuhay ka. Unfortunately, this is also true, pero very unfortunate, that a lot of people would actually fall asleep while reading the Bible. May mga kakilala nga ako if their problem is insomnia. People or leaders in the church would even advise, basa ka ng Bible kung hindi ka makatulog. Diba? Yung parang Numbers, yung mga ganun ba? Yung sige, di subukan mo, di ba? Yung I'm reading the book of Joshua now, yung division of the land. Yung parang skip mo na lang. Yung parang ang rationale is, babasahin ko to, hindi ko rin naman matatandaan, di skip ko na lang. Mali, Mali. But there is a reason why those names were written in the Bible. Di ba? Bakit yung mga lugar na yon? So maybe God is challenging you to go deeper into the Word of God. Aralin mo kaya yon. Baka you could get a revelation somewhere there, right? Yon. So titignan natin yung times na whenever God would speak to you and imparts to you life. Alright? Question. A common problem that we face. We would read, but I don't understand it. Hindi ko maintindihan eh. Have you come to a point in your life na nagbabasa ka ng Bible, hindi mo maintindihan? Can I have a show of hands? Okay. Masyado kayong mahiyain, Ulit. Okay, look around you. Raise up your hands. Okay, look around you. Lahat tayo. Okay? Lahat tayo. Diba? Yung, there will be moments na magbabasa ka ng Bible and it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't tell you anything about your current situation. Right? So what do you do pag ganon? You read the Bible anyway. Okay? I liken it to ano, yung, alam mo yun yung, I remember a time na ano na niregaluhan ako ng shoes. Yung Doc Martens from my brother in the US. So binigyan ako ng Doc Martens. So excited ako, no? So when I open it, wow, I really like yung itsura, yung design, yung color. And then when I try to fit it, ang malaki sa akin. Okay, it's for me, but it's not really for me. Okay? So what I did was to give it away. Many times, God would allow you to read a passage in the Bible. Yes, probably it would benefit you, but baka para sa ibang tao yan, so that God could use you to influence others. So pwede rin yung ganung situation. Or totally, baka ikikip mo lang yan for a certain period of time, and then a certain situation would come up, magagamit mo rin yan. Okay? But read anyway. Now, how do I read the Bible now? Dalawa yung ginagawa ko ngayon. May dalawa akong readings every day. Unang-una, meron akong ano yung nasa Book of Joshua kasi ako ngayon eh. So binabasa ko 'yon araw-araw. I do it as part of my spiritual discipline. Whether I receive a revelation from that or not, I would read Joshua. Okay? So 'yun yung ano ko, 'yun yung discipline ko. The second part is yung ano yung I would ask God for a personal revelation. Yung, Lord, may gusto ko bang sabihin sa current situation ko ngayon? And I would take time to pray. Pray in tongues as well. Wait upon God until He tells me something. And you would be surprised if you do that. Kasi God would really speak to you. Sometimes sasabihin ni Lord, okay, read Matthew 12. What's in Matthew 12? And I would read, and then God would speak to me. Out of the book of Joshua yun, ha? Nandun ako sa Joshua, pero I give God that opportunity to speak to me. Okay? So meron akong pang-discipline. Now, paano kung ano? There will be times na I would wake up, I would pray and wait, and nothing happens. So wala. Wala akong ano, yung, kumbaga, yung parang directions for the day. What do? I read the book of Joshua. So hindi ko pinapalampas yung araw without reading anything. Okay? So kinukwento ko lang. I'm not saying you do it. I'm trying to tell you, don't let a day pass without reading the Bible. Question natin, but I don't understand it. What do I do now? Well, there is a doctrine that tells us something about the clarity of the scriptures. Okay? Medyo hermeneutical term, ano? But it's good. At least may natututunan tayong bago. The doctrine of clarity of scriptures tells us or teaches us that the Bible was written in such a way that its teachings are able to be understood by all who will read it, asking God's help and being willing to follow it. So the Bible can be understood by anyone. Pwede mong maitindihan yan. Alright? Of course, there will be times na merong mga hard parts ang Bible, pero okay lang, maitindihan mo pa rin yan. Okay, Deuteronomy chapter 6. Alright? Starting verse 6, these commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. So, the Bible is telling us, ano? Okay, yung binibigay daw, it's for you. So, ibig sabihin, you could understand it. You could receive it and understand it, and you could actually impress it to your children. You could pass it on. To whom? To the younger people who is much less mature than you are. So, the point of the Bible is, you could understand it, you could pass it on even to the younger generations, kahit hindi sila ganun kagaling. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of because you know those from whom you learned it. Verse 15, and how from infancy, can you imagine that? From infancy, you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. Now, Paul was talking to Timothy. And Paul was saying, even when you were an infant, okay, you are aware, you know the scriptures. Alright? So, medyo, hindi tayo makarelate dyan, ano? Kasi nung infant tayo, wala lang. Pare kalokohan lang tayo. Right? But si Timothy, he was raised up. Now, how come, bakit ganon? Because if you would understand the Jewish culture, at age 5, tinuturuan na nila yung mga bata about the scriptures. Okay, culture nila yon. But for Timothy, he was even earlier. Bata pa talaga siya, he was already trained. So what is the Bible telling us? Even at a very young age, you are able to understand the Bible. Okay? Psalm 119, verse 130. The unfolding of your words gives light. It gives understanding to whom? To the simple. Okay? Even to the simple people, to the unlearned, to the unschooled, pwede mo maitindihan yung Bible. Okay? That's the doctrine of clarity. But let me ask you this question. Okay, so kung yan yung tinuturo ng Bible, if that is what the Bible is telling us, question now is, can anyone just read the Bible and understand it? What do you think? If yan yung doctrine ng clarity, all right, can anyone just read the Bible and understand it? Can an Islam or a Buddhist read the Bible and understand it? Parang tahimik na ayo, ha? Yes or no? Who says yes? Okay, put your hands down. Who says no? Okay, very good. You know what? Whenever I would take charge of a class, I love to divide the group. Gustong-gusto ko yan so that we could have a discussion. Okay? So, yan yung gagawin natin ngayon. Again, who says yes? Anyone could read the Bible and understand it? Okay, very good. Okay, put down your hands. Who says it's otherwise? Not everyone who would read the Bible would be able to understand it. Okay, good. Ayan ang gusto ko. Para medyo magkaroon tayo ng discussion. Talagang for unity. Okay. Okay, so, give me your thoughts. Let's have a discussion here. Sino nagsabi ng any volunteer? I mean, make your stand. Mike.
For me, it's no, because if you look at the, let's say there are other religions, but they also read the Bible, they also they have a different interpretation of it. They have a that's why I say no.
Okay. So. Yeah, you're right, ano? I mean, you would meet people who would actually read the Bible and then won't get it. Okay? All right, any other opinions? Okay. Jack Rees from Novaliches.
Yeah, for me it's yes, because everybody can read, but there's a certain level of understanding, like for some, especially those who are not really believing the Bible, it's more of information. While even Paul says that to us, the secret from heaven has been revealed to you, something like that. I don't really remember the exact word, but there's, for those who love reading the Bible, there's a certain level of understanding that has been given to them by the Holy Spirit. Yes, and yes, that's it.
For me naman po, no. Kasi yung as we read the Bible, yung story nung Ethiopian eunuch na God sent Philip for him to understand yung he tried to read the word of God, diba po, pero hindi niya maintindihan. But God had to send someone. I think depending on parang if the Holy Spirit would allow the person to understand the revelation, that's the only time na talagang marireveal sa kanya, not on his own understanding or ability. But
to non-Christians, they see the Bible as a history book. So they understand it as a history book.
Anyone else? Jack?
I don't know how the local churches think, but here in the building, unity pala, but I agree with those, I respect your answers, but then, our answer kasi is yes, kasi parang the question is parang if it's parang if someone read it, maintindihan niya ba? Ang sa amin, oo, kasi parang there are other religions naman, mga kaibigan din ako before na they're Islam or whatever, when they read the Bible, it doesn't necessarily mean that they need to parang accept Jesus. They understand it. But, and then they respect the religion lang din. But they understand it. What happened? Parang gano'n lang. Yun sa akin, they understand it. Yun sa akin.
Okay. Alright, I understand you.
Thank you.
Yes, Anna.
Sa akin naman, medyo hati siya. Parang, yes, naiintindihan nila. Pero no din when it comes to relationship. Kasi yun yung magsiset apart dun sa really reading the word and understanding it based on relationship with God. And those who reading it by inspiration lang and facts.
Alright. Mm. Okay. Anyone else?
Sir, pwede mo ba Sir Angelo?
Si Angelo. You've been volunteered, Angelo.
But, quantify lang natin yung question. Understanding what you read. Kasi you read and you understand what you've read. Kumbaga, is it reading to have a relationship with God or is it reading because you want to understand what you're reading? Like for example, if I read the Quran, I would understand certain part of it. But I'm not gonna convert my belief to...
Yeah. Yung question kasi understand.
So, babalik natin kay Pastor Jun yung tanong.
What do you mean by understand?
Nawala na kami sa tanong.
You teacher making a commotion here.
Well, that's the whole point of the exercise, ano? I would like you to think and analyze before answering. Because the question is really a trick question. Because can anyone read the Bible and understand it? Well, there has to be a qualifier. What do you mean by understand it? Because I agree that to a certain level, there is an understanding. Right? But understanding to the point that you would actually lay down your life for it, accept it as true for yourself, now that's another thing. Okay? So the answer is really a yes and a no. Okay? So, okay, no? Yes. Oo. So again, ano? Okay, that's a good discussion. Okay, I'm trying to set in lang yung ano yung the whole well the next few hours that we would have ano. Now, before you answer, you think first. Okay? Kasi nga studying the Bible tayo eh. So we have to be analytical about these things, okay? So let me balance. Sabi ko nga kanina, there is a doctrine of clarity that the Bible would teach that it is written in such a way that human mind can grasp it. But then again, the Bible would teach us that it is impossible for us to fully grasp it. Why? Because there are spiritual prerequisites for understanding the Scriptures. Okay? The need for the Holy Spirit. You need the Holy Spirit to understand the Bible. Okay? And by understanding, I mean wrap your brains around it talaga. Hindi lang yung superficial level of understanding. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, the man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually discerned. So, an ungenerated, a non-Christian person, okay, would find the story of the gospel foolishness. Why? Because he cannot understand them. Again, why? Because they are spiritually discerned. Okay? That is why for a lot of people, I mean, it doesn't make any sense. The cross is foolishness to some people. I was talking to Pastor Dennis Isleta one time. He's from the military, a retired colonel, di ba? Sabi niya ganun, you know what, Pastor June, the problem or one of the hindrances in sharing to the military, and Eunice is here, okay, is their understanding of sacrificing your life to gain victory. I mean, how can you die and still win? Diba? It doesn't compute. It doesn't make sense. But unless the Holy Spirit would tell you the whole story and allow you to understand, only then can you appreciate it. So there is the role of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 19, for it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, the intelligence of the intelligent, I will frustrate. And that is God's way of doing it. Okay? No amount of learning from this world would allow you to fully grasp the Bible. It has to be spiritually discerned. It has to be from the Holy Spirit. Chapter 2 of 1 Corinthians verse 12, we have not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us. God has given you the Holy Spirit so that you may be able to understand what God has given you. John chapter 16, verse 13. That is why Jesus has to send the Holy Spirit. One of the roles is of the Holy Spirit. But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all the truth. It is the job of the Holy Spirit to guide you into all the truth. It is the role of the Holy Spirit that whenever you would read the Bible, God would speak to you. Okay? So, what does that tell us? Before reading the Bible, pray and ask guidance from the Holy Spirit. Okay? Right, now, question. I heard this from Pastor Joey. The NIV Bible daw, those who translated it, are several people. There are Bible scholars and contemporary scholars. So how do you feel about that? I mean, non-Christian translators of the Bible, or at least they contributed to it. How do you feel about that? Okay lang ba yon? That the NIV that we have today, some of those who helped in that translation, mga hindi Kristiyano. Can you use the mic bell?
If God can use a donkey, He can use anyone to write, to speak His word.
So. Exactly the point, right? I mean, there are some people who are really experts when it comes to history and geography. Okay? So, we need their input as well. But to a certain degree only. When it comes to the spirituality, when it comes to the integrity of the doctrine of the Bible, when it comes to the integrity of the message of the Bible, we leave that to the spiritual people. But we do not discount the fact that historians and even geologists, okay, or even scientists would contribute. Okay, so okay lang rin yon. Again, the need for the Holy Spirit. Another prerequisite is the need for faith. Okay, whenever you would read the Bible, to understand it, you need faith. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. You need faith to understand the Bible. Okay? Because a lot of times, the Bible won't make sense. Can you imagine, teaching about tithing? All right? How can that be a way for you to be blessed when you are giving away? Okay, I've heard of a lot of Christians, who would have a meager budget. I mean, talagang sobrang tight. And yet they have to give and honor God with the tithe and the offering. So, when you think of that, tight na nga yung budget mo, magbibigay ka pa. It doesn't make sense. Okay? And I know a lot of people as well na tight yung budget. Pag nagbigay ng tithes and offering, kakapusin talaga yung budget nila, yung monthly budget nila, yung expenses. Mako-compromise talaga. So there will be moments na when you read the Bible or God would command something and you would have a hard time doing it or obeying it. Bakit? Kasi mahirap talaga gawin. Now, faith has to come in that you would have to trust God that He's able to take care of you. That when you honor God with your wealth, God would honor that commitment as well and He would open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessings on you. So, faith yon. Okay? Next, prerequisite. The need for humility. Psalm 25, verse 9. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them His way. You have to come to God in humility. You have to come to God with an empty vessel. Alright? And then ask God to fill you in. Be humble before God. You forget about the wisdom that you have, the knowledge that you have, the learnings that you have acquired throughout the years. Come to God in humility. Ask God, Lord, speak to me. Okay, I'm coming in as an empty vessel. Please fill me in. All right? So, not only humility, last one is the need for fear. To understand the Bible, you have to have the fear of God. Now, this is very important. Okay? Why? There is a warning. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 6. The Bible says, do not add to His words, lest He rebuke you, and you be found a liar. Okay? Whenever you read the Bible, I know Okay, yung there is a degree of interpretation there as, at least for yourself. But please be guided accordingly. You cannot add nor subtract from the Bible. All right? Nakakatakot 'yon. May stern warning si God regarding that. So you have to have the fear of God in you. Okay? Allow God to speak and then kung ano yung sinabi ni Lord, stay there. Huwag mo nang dagdagan. Huwag mo i-expand yung teaching ni Lord. Okay? So again, yun yung ano no, yun yung prerequisite. So what does the Bible tell us? Well, read the Bible, there is a certain level of understanding, but apart from the Holy Spirit as well, you cannot fully grasp what God is trying to tell each and every one of us. Okay, do you have your Bibles with you? Wala kayong Bible? Ano ba to? Christian? Cell phone. Okay. Open your Bibles. Just for this time. Bible, bro. Alam ko bawal, ano? Estudyante rin ako dati. Okay? Okay, Bible ang titignan, ha? Okay, siguro din yung katabi mo, hindi Facebook yan, ha? Joshua chapter 6. Okay, nandiyan na kayo? Oh, while you're looking, ano, I would really encourage you to read, to memorize the books of the Bible in chronological order.
Let's sing it.
Kabisado niya? How many of you here, kabisado mo talaga? Raise up your hands and be proud of it. Hala, wala. Wala. Ano ba yan? Okay, please. You know what? When I was still a student, VLI days, we were encouraged. Actually, nung nag-local church ministry rin ako, no? Exam pa namin yon, we would have to write yung books of the Bible. Please do that, ano? Maganda rin yon. I mean, kung ano ka yung printed, ano? Nakakahiya lang kasi pag sinaming Habakuk, hindi mo alam kung saan. Okay? Or uunahin mo yung table of contents, nandun ka sa table. Or bibili ka nung merong sa side, ano? Okay. Maganda lang yung at least memorize mo. Para naman mukha kang Christian. Para at least ano, iba rin yun, iba rin. Okay, Joshua chapter 6, verse 1. Says there, now the gates of Jericho were securely barred because of the Israelites. No one went out and no one came in. Verse 2, then the Lord said to Joshua, see, I have delivered Jericho into your hands along with its kings and its fighting men. Can you imagine that? Verse 1 and verse 2. Parang pag binasa mo, ang gulo naman. So, which is it? Okay? Picture it, ano? Yung Jericho. You know how thick the wall is, how high that is, how secure the place is. Now, verse 1 tells us, it is securely barred. Nakasarado. And the people in Jericho are expecting an attack from the Israelites. Most probably, it's not only barred, it's well guarded. And then, verse 2 would say, see, I have delivered. Parang, put yourself in the shoes of Joshua. Yan yung nakikita mo, tapos sasabihin ni Lord, oh, kita mo? Binigay ko na sa iyo yan. Parang, hello, Lord. Ang binigay yung open doors, ang binigay nasa labas yung mga warriors, nakaluhod lahat, at tapos nakalay down yung weapons. Yun yung binigay. Pero yung nakaready sila na for an attack. Now, how can you say, God, see, I have given. Parang ang labo, di ba? So, a lot of people would read this and see contradictions. But then again, if you apply faith, if you apply allowing the Holy Spirit to teach you and lead you into truth, then you would have a different understanding about this. Okay, so kung ikaw yan, as a spiritual being, okay? So, ano yung masasabi mo dyan? What insights can you get from this? Tahimik talaga yung klase nyo ba? Or tuwing nagtatanong lang tumatahimik?
Parang like this.
Okay, Chael.
Sa akin po, that God has a different timeline than us. He was speaking in past tense when hindi pa nangyayari. So parang yung the whole we walk by faith and not by sight. Na when God gives us a promise or a vision, He already speaks in past tense. Kasi it gives us the, or rather it gives Joshua, sila, the Israelites, the opportunity to practice their faith, knowing, to believe na kung sinabi ni God, kahit di pa natin nakikita, then totoo yun. So, susunod na lang tayo sa kung ano man yung next instruction.
Alright, very good. It talks about yung ano, no, when God releases a promise to you, it's a done deal. Okay? Just like yung preaching natin, ano, when the disciples were to cross. Di ba yung ano, yung squall? Remember that? Okay, sabi ni Jesus, let us go to the other side. Okay? A word has been released. We will reach the other side no matter what. Okay? A word was released, a destination was set. Okay? In between that is a journey of faith. Alright? So parang ganito yung sinasabi rin dito, no? I mean, God said, see, I have given. Okay? So, it's a matter of seeing yourself already inside Jericho. But in the middle of that is a journey of faith. You will have to fight because the place is shut down. Okay, it's well guarded. Very good revelation. Anything else? Yes, Anna.
I was struck lang by the word see. Kasi parang God is telling him to open his eyes of faith. Kasi yun nakalagay, parang it's a command to see that I have already given you Jericho.
Very good. Can you imagine, no? Yung sabi, yung parang the ano, the challenge is this. Okay? You could look at the same thing and see two totally different things or get totally different interpretations. A human mind or a human eye would look at Jericho and see a well-fortified city, a well-guarded city. A divine eye would see, this is yours. Okay? So the invitation was given to Joshua, see as I see it. See using your spiritual eyes, not your natural, your physical eyes. Okay? Use your faith, not your sight. Very good. Anyone else? Yes, Ria.
It's so funny pa kasi diniin pa talaga ni God. Sabi niya, with its king and mighty men of valor. Parang in-emphasize niya na ang Jericho, hindi pipitsugin. Parang ganun.
Uh-huh.
And it's really going to take faith.
Yeah. Good. Because God is setting the whole idea that this could not be accomplished apart from Him. Okay, the king and its mighty men. Alright? I mean, these are warriors. And remember, they would be fighting on their own turf, their own territory. Now, can you imagine yung chances of you winning? Diba? And you're talking about an untrained group of people na hindi naman talaga to, hello, mga warriors. Okay? Hindi to yung parang 300, diba? Na maskulado. Hindi ganun yung pinag-uusapan dito. Okay? So, hindi abs, ano? Ab lang, isa lang kasi. Alright, so hindi ganun yung pinag-uusapan. So God was just saying, hey, you have to depend on me on this for this thing to happen. Very good revelation. Okay, very good insight. Okay, parang nandito lang. Wala ba dito sa... Kasali kayo, ha? Okay. Sige. Okay, Belle. Microphone, please.
God was with Joshua the whole time, ever since he said he was gonna be with him. Because Joshua was always fearful, di ba? In Joshua 1, do not fear, parang ganun lahat sinasabi. And when they were about to conquer Jericho, he was still there. He didn't say, oh, go conquer Jericho, I'll watch you. He was there and he said, see, I'm gonna do this. Parang he was always there. He was with him.
Yeah, very good, Bella, no? Kasi di ba yung, ano, yung the command to Joshua is, be strong. Take courage. Yun lagi yung sinasabi ni Lord. Repeatedly, God would say that. And then, sabi ni, sa verse 2, then the Lord said to Joshua, see, I have delivered Jericho. It is I who will do this. I am with you in this fight. Okay? I have not abandoned you. That's why you could go back na nung sinabihan kita, be strong and take courage. Because I'm there. I will fight on your side. I'll fight for you, actually. I'll win this battle for you. So the word I there is very important as well. Very good insight, Bell. Bell. Anyone else? Okay, last one. Kasi 9:50 na pala, ano? I have to give you a break.
Okay.
Yes.
Reading through the first two verses, it's dun sa verse 2 lang, parang that's the promise. But if you read through it kasi, parang that's already the steps or the instructions from God. So parang, yes, it is looking in the eyes of faith. But then again, if we follow, parang meron siyang ganun eh, parang this is the promise, march around the city once with all the armed men. So parang meron parang instructions, parang it's not just leaving you with faith, but there is an instruction so that the vision or that the promise can come true.
Very good. Okay, so kita nyo yun, again, going back yung, ano, yung parallelism ko, no, yung sa, yung going through the squall, all right? So it's a journey of faith. There will be steps. There is a way of doing things. It would involve a process. And that's good, ano? Kasi God could have just delivered, ano, Jericho. I mean, pwede naman na biglang mag-open na lang yung gates and everybody's dead. Or everybody would just run away and leave the place. Pwede naman ganon. But there is a participation on their part. Why? Bakit importante yung participation? Because every step that you would take would be a step of faith. Because every step is a declaration of you trusting God. Kasi yung I like what you said, ano, after that are ano the kumbaga directions. This is what you will do. Okay? And if you read through that, I mean, another absurd, 'di ba? Yung parang labo naman ito, 'di ba? Yung parang okay, ikot kayo diyan, isang beses, tahimik lang. 'Di ba? Parang it doesn't make any sense. But then the point is yun nga eh. Would you trust God? Di ba? Yung parang, okay, lalakad kami, tahimik lang. Eh, kung panain kami dito, di ba? Or sibating kami, di ba? Or, di ba? Pero, you would have to trust God. Take that step of faith. I mean, ang ganda ng verse 2 because it sets the whole foundation of everything. It's based on God. Now, it's God's part. Now, the remaining verses, it's man's part. Okay? It's a collaboration. Okay? That is why yung faith mo, yes, that is from God, but at the same time, you have to generate faith as well. You have to believe. You have to take actions. You have to take steps. Okay? Thank you.